govern it, rule, reign over the fish in the seas, the birds in the sky, the animals that scurry along the ground. God made man and woman in his image. We're unique in creation, that we are made in the image of God. There is something of God in us. Look at it carefully, you'll see the fingerprints of God all over us. But more importantly, he made us, and he made us for a purpose. Being military people, we certainly the RAF, I'm going to get fed up of hearing it, but it's a good concept, not sure if it works in the military because of the fallen nature of mankind, but mission command. Get it in the army, get it in the navy? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The concept of mission command, the fact that the strategic of intents, objectives, whatever, are going to be devolved to the lowest possible person who can actually apply that mission. So it's about getting rid of responsibility, getting rid of the task, but not getting rid and abdicating the authority. And I think God does that with us. I think that's what we see in Genesis. The mission command, God says, I am God, let's never forget that. Actually go, rule, reign. That is your job. You were made in my image, and I have tasked you with the job of ruling and reigning. You were made to have authority. You were made to have power and dominion on earth. It was your job. God gave man the privilege of naming. In naming through the Bible, it's a huge privilege, a huge responsibility. And God gave man and woman the responsibility of naming everything except themselves. And he did. But God gives us the dominion, and that was what we had in Genesis 1. It was ours to rule, ours to reign under him. And by Genesis 3, you see the story of the snake. We see the devil coming in. Or let me tell you something about this story. The devil could never steal what was ours. He had no authority in that garden. Man had the authority, man and woman. What he could do is trick. And he tricked man and woman. And so the authority that was ours, he could not rob from us. He never had that ability. But we chose to give it to him. And from that point in history, he had the authority that was rightfully ours. It was rightfully ours to rule and reign this earth. And he took that from us. Well, no, he didn't take it from us. We gave it to him. And he tricked us, and we gave it to him in being disobedient to God. And then the whole story of the Bible is how this battle plays out between the power of the ruler of the air, the God, the authority that should have been ours, sorry, God, Satan, that should have been ours, battles between God as he brings in his story of redemption throughout history, and through the patriarchs, through the prophets and the kings, and then into the New Testament, the arrival of the Christ, the Messiah. So the authority was ours originally. We chose to give it away. Satan rules with the authority that was rightfully ours. And then Jesus, we're going to come to the communion in a minute. Jesus died and he rose again. And in that one act, he took back the authority that Satan had tricked from us. He took it back. And we see in Matthew 28, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is mine." He has no authority any longer. But I'm going back to mission command. I'm going back to my plan A. He said, go, make disciples. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Raise the dead. Do it in my name. I am giving that authority back to you. That was the plan in the original, right at the beginning. And it's the plan now. You were born to rule and reign. You always were. And God wants to give that back to us as men. He wants to give us back that authority to rule and reign in our families, in our lives, in our workplaces, our communities, to be his representative, to be those things that he wants us to be in those places. We are called, we are set apart, the point of holiness. He's called, he's ordained us into certain roles and responsibilities to be those people, to rule and reign, to have the authority in his name. That's what we're tasked to be. Hopefully this weekend has taken us through that journey to somewhat of the authority that we gave away because we put other things in God's place. God says, tear down those high places, come back to me, and get the authority that was rightfully yours in the first place. And go out and do what I tasked you to do in the first place. And that's rule and reign and have dominion over the world. So we're going to come to communion in a minute. And we're going to do it in an act of unity again. And that ties in nicely what Steve was sharing from Psalm 133 about God loves unity. He absolutely loves it. He can't help it. It's his nature just by the fact he's a triune God. Unity is his DNA. And actually it really excites him when we represent who he is in unity. So we're going to come up, we're going to share communion. We're going to have our two heads of sheds, Mark and Nathan. They're going to give us communion, share in communion. And then, because I think God wants a physical representation of perhaps what he's doing today in our lives, by this act, by what we've heard from Steve over the weekend, we're going to have the three chaplains from the three services out here. And in the Old Testament, the priests and the prophets had the delight, and it's still played out today in the UK, of ordaining, anointing rulers. And so we're going to do that. The three of us that are set apart as priests in the church, not that I'm not into the whole war priesthood thing, but they're set apart by the church as priests, we're going to anoint you in a physical act to remind you that spiritually you were born to reign. You were born to be rulers. And God wants to reappoint you, you know, re-infuse that drive in your life, re-infuse that part of your life that perhaps you've just let go a little bit. So, I am born to rule. I'm born to have authority. I'm born to have power in his name. And we're going to anoint you. And in active unity again, can I ask that you don't go to the chaplain that represents your service? I'm from the Royal Air Force. If you're from the Air Force, please don't go to me. Then Anthony is from the Army. Anthony here. And then the senior service, John, at the back. So go to one of us that doesn't represent your particular service, and get, because you know we want to anoint you from the three services that are represented here to go and rule and reign back into place as an act of unity. So that's how it's going to happen. Hopefully it'll work. What could possibly go wrong? Other than I've knocked the oil. It's all in the plate, we'll just rest here. So we're going to do that. So we'll anoint you, and we'll just pray God's blessing over you to go out and have the authority that you've got. So we're going to, as I get ready for the communion, Johnny's going to come and read probably the pivotal point of history for us.